everything they have. It's hard to know what we can do. Give more love, it's what we know we need more of. From the heart, let it start to spread to everyone. Now it's up to you. There's something you can do. Give more love, give more love, give more love.
Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles Podcast with Dave and Chris, and I just want to say to give more love. You know, it's yeah. really important in these hard times in which we live that Ringo has conveniently come out with an album called Give More Love.
Yeah, brand new Ringo album. Everybody, of course, races to the stores every time a Ringo one comes out.
Can you believe this is his 19th album? Like, I was floored when I saw that. 19th solo album. So that's pretty amazing. Wow. And Ringo is 77.
Yeah.
Which is even more amazing.
Well, I mean, right off the bat, I just want to say I like that Ringo keeps making albums.
Yeah, yeah.
Keeps writing new songs, keeps... And the last few albums have been pretty spirited.
Yeah.
Especially, or I guess at his advanced age, you'd say like almost like spry. Like, oh, he's very spry to do a whole new album of...
Yeah,
songs, but I like it. I'm happy that he's released this.
Yeah, and our last Ringo review of an album was for Postcards from Paradise, and if I remember correctly, we gave that sort of a mixed review, which we probably will do for this one as well. But I think we found some pretty good songs, and then some that were not bad, just maybe filler. Type tunes, and then a couple you might
bridges.
Say, yeah, bridges, for example, yeah, like poor lyrics or something, and then some just maybe duds. And I would probably say that this album is somewhat similar, although it's changed a little bit because of the bonus, so-called bonus tracks that we'll get into, which
yeah.
are unusual because
the,
they're
the
famous.
Unusual bonus tracks. Add value to the album for sure. Otherwise, it's a kind of a short album.
Yep.
I'd say overall, the cohesion and the music of this overall is maybe a step up from the last three or four albums. Like, pretty good. Pretty comes to well recorded, well mixed. Maybe a little too much on the backing vocals here and there. But that's, you know.
Yeah.
Pretty great drums from Ringo throughout.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, just Ringo in general is pretty amazing. Of the two surviving Beatles, I would say Ringo has the better voice at this point than his counterpart. His voice sounds really good on here.
Yeah, the title track we just heard there, like he's hitting some pretty high notes and sounds good, you know.
Really confident. Yeah.
Of course, it would be a Ringo album if it wasn't absolutely riddled with guest stars, like the guy from Toto and many, 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 many others we'll talk about throughout. Jeff Lynne makes it. But of course, the big headline news, of course, is that Paul McCartney plays bass and does a little histrionics.
He does. Some of your favorite Paul Screaming Paul. Yeah.
Paul's on two tracks.
Yeah. And you always make the point when we talk about Ringo albums about the amount of people on them. And this is just unbelievable. The let's see, I'm counting. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 plus I'm guessing maybe 15 in this. There's probably like 40 people on this album. And they all change from track to track. And, you know.
Plus an indie band.
Yeah, plus an indie band.
On two tracks.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Plus the writers. And I just heard a great interview with Ringo where he says, the last four albums I've made, we've done them here.
Yeah, at his house.
And we do hard work at my house, but it's a real relaxed thing, so we'll have... you know, Peter Frampton will show up, but then we'll just kind of relax and write a song, and there you go, and then we got Laughable. So
and there you go, and that's if you look at the credits, like you say, if you look at the credits, every song has, interestingly, it has Ringo as a co-writer, but you've got Steve Lukather, who's the guy from Toto, Peter Frampton, mm-hmm. Richard Marx, former 80s soft, easy listening singer.
Oh, yeah.
And a member
of the
brother All-Star
loved Richard Marx.
Did he? Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Glint Ballard is an American songwriter who was on that Alanis Morissette album, Jagged Little Pill.
Right.
Co-wrote Man in the Mirror with Michael Jackson. So, yeah, Dave Stewart from Eurythmics, one of my favorite bands. So, pretty good lineup of guest stars and you know.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And so you think at this point, why is Ringo, why does he continue to make albums? Well, I think because he just likes to, and he likes the spirit and getting together with friends and just making music. And I think that's, at this point, who cares? It's great, like you say, you know, it's great that we're still doing it and making it sound professional, and I think there's a lot of positives on this album compared to the last one. So yeah, you ready to dig in?
Yeah, let's dig in on our track by track.
Yes,
with this blistering starting tune with the very famous bass player on it. It's We're on the Road Again.
Play really loud. We're gonna kick ass in front of the crowd. We're gonna play some rock and roll, that's true. Now we're heading down the highway to play it for you. We're on the road again. We're on the road again.
All right, so we've got a little We're on the Road Again with some Steve Lukather guitar playing on that one. What are your thoughts then, as you said, Paul on bass, and he makes an appearance at the end, but on voice.
We'll go out with this episode with Paul Histrionics, as we love Paul Histrionics. There's some good ones. I think maybe even Joe Walsh or somebody is also in there, like shouting something. Yeah. I don't know. Like, there was another voice on there too, as well. Yeah. But the lyrics of this one, the music's pretty spirited, good. It's good playing, et cetera, et cetera.
Do you find that guitar lick kind of annoying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what really drags this track down are lyrics like, we play really tight, we play really loud, we're going to kick ass in front of the crowd. Just really lame. And it's like a song. And these songs, when it's songs about playing music,
they're always weak.
It's like, yeah.
The only good one I can think of, well, there's maybe a couple, but that Jackson Browne song, The Loadout, that one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Beth from Kiss is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
We're out with, like, me and the boys are still playing all night long.
Yeah, yeah.
But because it's more about the emotion of, like, him loving his girl or something. This is just like, we play guitars and we play the drums. Here we go. We're doing it.
Was that verse two? I think that was the second verse you just sang.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the guitar, to me, it's the guitar is really irritating. It's very Toto-like, kind of very 80s. And he's trying to really dazzle you at the end with a lot of, like, quasi tapping and stuff, so it just gets a little much for the tune.
Yeah.
The bass sounds good. I mean, Paul sounds good as usual.
Yeah, and then the first three songs of this on this album have this sort of weird ending.
Yeah.
Sort of like herky jerky. Bup, 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 do, do, do.
Yeah.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Like that. It's like, what?
Yeah.
So
kind of a mixed review for an opener here.
Not the worst opener in the world, but not, I mean, yeah. I don't love the song. I don't love the lyrics on that one.
No. Now, the next one has gotten some play because I heard an interview with Ringo, and it's called Laughable. And we'll play it here. But the subject matter was kind of discussed, and he was being very cagey about what it's really about here. But this is a Starkey Frampton composition, so maybe we'll check out a little bit of Laughable.
What do you think of Laughable, Dave?
Well, a little bit laughable. The controversy, and I don't know what you think of this, but supposedly the song is about the current president of the United States. And it started out being more obvious who it was about, and then supposedly Ringo changed it to just make it very kind of cryptic. So
yeah.
Yeah, so I don't...
Well, it's a political song, but it ain't exactly Roger Waters here.
No.
It's not like he's stepping out on a big a ledge and like really putting himself out there with his political views, because you could literally play this song in any, you know,
yeah,
a 2001,
yes,
and be like, oh, yeah, oh, it's really sad.
It's really sad.
The things that are happening are so upsetting. Like, what do you even, you know, it's like, oh, everybody gets what you're talking about,
yeah,
so right now, but it could be 10 years from now, and it'd be like, oh, is that a new song about the, you know,
so-and-so administration?
President Taylor Swift,
yeah.
You know, or whoever. It's just, so it's weak.
It's become very generic, is what I put down.
Yeah. Yes. That's a great way to put it. It's
yeah.
Very generic political song. The yeah. Tune's all right. The lick's a little bit irritating.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say this. This album, compared to his last 3, 4, 5 albums, the earworms on this
yeah.
are incredibly strong in both a good and a bad way.
You were just
sometimes.
Telling a story how you woke up this morning and you were hearing...
And I was feeling good, but then I remembered this Ringo song. But yeah, they stick in the head, which
yeah.
is a good thing generally.
Yeah.
That this album sticks in your head.
True.
So
next up, it's time to slow things down a little bit here
yeah.
with the first ballad of the album, and it has a funny title though, because it's something. As soon as I saw the title, I know you were thinking about the co-writer of the last track, probably with "Show
yep.
Me the Way."
So let's play the non-Peter Frampton Show Me the Way.
I need to show you just how much I care. to know. I'm back to face another day with you. Some fear. We've held hands through all these many years. We hung around and wiped each other's tears. Once again, I'm glad to have you by my side. Our love, it never ends. I'm blessed to spend another day as I look up to the sky. The sun begins to fade, asking all the questions, how and why. I turn to see your face. The years have all gone by. You're always there to show me the way.
Show me the way, Dave. So this was the song, and Paul's on bass on that one too.
Right.
This was the song Ringo wanted him to come and do.
Mm-hmm.
So invited him to do this song. And it almost sounds like a love song too, Paul.
Yeah, kind of does, actually. Yeah. Kind of does.
And I guess while they were recording it, he played him the first song and or like, oh, we got this other song. And Paul was like insistent. Oh, yeah, we got to play on that one,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, this one's nice. I think it's every album he has a song for Barbara. And this seems to be that song.
Yep.
I think it shows Ringo's vulnerability a lot. It does breathe a little bit with his voice. You can hear some cracks and a little bit of age on the voice. I think it works here. Except the guitar licks and that keyboard lick keep butting in.
That keyboard lick irritates me, but and once again it has a weird ending.
Yeah,
even weirder than the other two. But I like this song.
I do
too. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I think so too.
And he sounds good on it, and the lyrics aren't as lame as some of the other ones we've talked about already. So
next up, we've got, speaking of a little bit lame, next song, we have our good friend Richard Marx on the co-credits here, writing credits. And this one is called, a lot of earlier music references here. This one's called Speed of Sound, and you might be thinking of Paul and Wings on Wings at the Speed of Sound.
But, yeah.
But no, definitely not that 70s group. So
now we're gonna start this track in the middle of the track and see if you can pick out the very subtle place where Peter Frampton comes. Dave, I think we might be split on this one.
I was going to say, I didn't catch that. Where you said Peter Frampton play? I didn't hear anything. can you clue me in a little bit here? Yes.
I think we might be split on this one because I kind of like it.
Do you?
I, Yeah, it's pretty good. Good energy. The lyrics are kind of simple.
Yeah.
But they kind of work for me here, and I just really like the energy of the track.
Yeah.
Once again, the background vocals, I could lose some of those, but yeah, not too bad.
It reminds me of something else. On Paul McCartney's Off the Ground, it kind of reminds me of that style sound, or like Driving Rain, kind of that type of sound with McCartney. Two of my favorites, yeah, definitely. But it's got that kind of groove to it. You can hear Richard Marx singing on the background a couple times, because I was listening carefully under headphones, and then I thought, oh, I know that voice. That sounds like be right here waiting there.
Yeah, that's right.
So I didn't say it was a bad song. It just kind of, to me, it was a little bit of a generic rocker. But not bad, not bad.
Yeah, I like it. I think tracks like this or like on previous albums were poorly done, and in this case, it's pretty well done and mixed well and sounds good, polished. Now the next track I think is one of the standouts, really.
Yeah, me too.
On the album, and you'll hear some very, very good guitar from Greg Leese.
Yes.
Greg Leese is a session guitarist, and if you go to Greg Leese on Wikipedia, looks to have played on hundreds of albums.
Wow.
Including Beck, Katie Lang, Eric Clapton, Matthew Sweet, is a pretty good indicator that he's a good guitarist, and you'll hear him here on this track, Standing Still.
When you wake up, you gotta make up your mind what you're gonna do. You can't lie there and sigh there, then life's too hard for you. Take your time now, change your mind now, there's nothing that can't be done. Somebody has to go live your life, and you're the only one. You don't mean nothing if you don't do nothing. You're just waiting at the bottom of the hill. You don't mean nothing if you don't do nothing. You're just standing still.
Well, for Standing Still, I think this fits Ringo really well. I think it's got a little bit of that country twang that we know he likes. We're going to hear a lot more country twang in a couple of tracks later. It works well. It's got a good feel. That guitar is terrific, the dobro. Lyrics, not great, as always, but...
Well, it seems to be just very, very mildly political again.
Yeah, again, another one.
If you gotta do something, if you don't do nothing,
yeah,
you know, it don't mean nothing if you don't do nothing.
Good lyrics. Yeah. It don't. What was that again? It don't mean nothing if you don't do nothing.
Yeah.
Wow. That's profound.
But co-written by Gary Burr, and Gary Burr, if you remember the great, great, great hit from the 80s, "Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me."
Nope.
Sort of a country hit. Excellent song. He obviously helps here. Yeah. Dave, do you like at the end when Ringo talks?
Yes, I did like the part where he talks.
You're just standing still. Listen to me, brothers and sisters.
That was great. Yeah. I like when Ringo goes off script like that and talks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd say it's a good one. Good track. So
I'd say this is one of the ones he should probably add to his live set.
Yes, yes. More than We're on the Road Again, which I have a feeling might be the one because of the Paul connection, but this is a better song, I think.
Oh, this is a way better song. Yeah. And once again, the lecture that Kid O'Toole gave back in the during the symposium of the Sgt. Pepper's 50th anniversary, where she talked about the English tradition of sort of a sing-along performances. This really would fit that really well.
Yeah.
That these Ringo concerts to get everybody singing along.
Definitely.
And you know. Yeah. I don't mean nothing if you don't do nothing.
So the next tune, we're on number six here, is a Van Dyke Parks and Ringo co-collaboration. Van Dyke Parks is a longtime songwriter. This one, we're going to try to change the feel up a little bit as we listen to King of the Kingdom.
Did you expect a shout out to former Ethiopian Emperor Haile Selassie in a Ringo song?
When I heard that for the first time, I had no idea what he was saying.
Yeah.
Hear it for Haile Selassie.
One love. One love. And Bob Marley always did it for me. Does Bob Marley do it for you? Well, I mean,
no, Haile Selassie does.
What's amazing is Ringo's done about a dozen of these weak, fakey reggae songs.
Yes.
In the past, and this time he actually references some reggae stuff.
Yeah,
which is Haile Selassie, who was the emperor of Ethiopia, who Rastafarians. A sort of hold in great accord. Basically.
Yeah.
This is so well explained in the and I can't recommend this documentary enough. The documentary Marley about Bob Marley. Very well explained, and I understood it for the first time ever what Rastafarian culture was. So he sort of kind of references that, but then he's basically saying my wife equals the entire Rastafarian culture, the philosophy of one love. And I think the philosophy of one love is one love for just loving everyone. And he's saying one love's enough for me, just my wife.
But that's not what Bob Marley's saying.
Super weird.
Well, were you?
But then he's like saying, also, she's the king of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
But he also, and she tells me I'm in command. What?
A lot of mixed messages here.
Mixed message, and then he says, "I'm the man with the plan."
Yeah,
talking about going on the road and doing the work or whatever. It's just it's so. But to top it off, Edgar Winter. plays this sort of 80s
yes.
that you would expect on a Wham
something. Mr. or something.
And it pretty much dominates the song.
It does.
Like, it's hard to even hear anything other than the saxophone. Oh, boy. It's just a confusing mishmash, a weird hodgepodge of a tune.
That's what I you couldn't have said it any better. I mean, that is... That sax, I just wish I could turn it off because it was really irritating. It sounded like easy listening, kind of like stuff you'd hear on like Kenny G type jazz.
Yeah,
very annoying. So but since you
fascinating.
Yeah, but since you'd already you were leg up on me because I had no idea who Haile Selassie was. So when you heard that for the first time, did you kind of like, oh, that's a cool reference, or?
Well, I was like, oh, he's actually referencing a reggae thing.
Yeah.
Like it's reggae that actually references a reggae thing. But then when you dig deep into the what's the song about, is more about I go to work and my wife stays home and she's great.
But I've got the plan.
But I've got the plan and I have one love and it's for her. It's like, what? That's not what Rastafarian culture is about.
No. So just a real yeah, I don't know what the word is. I don't want to say dud, but certainly a...
You said it. It's kind of a dud. But it's more weird. I mean, it's not like, oh, I got to skip this thing. It's more like a train wreck that I'm watching and I'm sort of like enjoying.
Yes.
In a way. I actually like that song better than this next song.
Speaking of train wrecks, coming up next we have... song is called Electricity, and now before we play it, it's about, well, it references Johnny
Guitar.
So every Ringo album has to have a song about Liverpool or Rory Storm or his past, and so Johnny
Guitar
was a guitar player in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes.
How do you like those treated electronic vocals of Ringo in the chorus?
That's the weird thing. If this is supposed to be a song about a guitar player from the 50s here, why are we using auto-tune?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It. Yeah, it's very odd. This
Johnny Guitar.
Yeah. Now, you're more familiar with Glenn Ballard, so does this sound... Mm-hmm. Is this like something he would do since he's the co-writer here?
I don't think so. I mean, the Alanis Morissette stuff isn't like that, is it? Not really.
No.
So it's a little strange. I mean, he also did Man in the Mirror. I guess he's done a lot of different Jack Wagner albums and Paula Abdul and stuff like that. So maybe remember Curtis Steiger's? So, but he also was involved with Christina Aguilera and
so a lot of pop.
Yeah, a lot stars. Of pop stuff. Yeah. Katy Perry. Yeah. So it might be kind of like, stuff with that. Oh, he was also Ringo 2012, which we haven't talked about. He's part of that. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's his. The lyrics aren't the problem here.
It's the music.
The weird, and it's mostly just that
chorus
treated electronic vocals, and the tempo on this one, I feels like pretty weak.
Draggy, yeah.
Joe Walsh plays a decent guitar solo on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's a plus.
Yeah.
But I don't really... This is one of the two on this album that I'm like... I kind of like to skip.
So, kind of a miss on this one.
Yeah.
Which is contrasting with the next song, which, at least for me, I think is one of the highlights of the album. And, again, it's going back to an idiom that Ringo has said he's liked for a long time. So... Let's check out a little of the Dave Stewart co-written song, So Wrong for So Long.
When we first met on the rooftop of that hotel, everyone around us could see we got on well. Elevator straight up to the 42nd floor. When we kissed in your doorway, it was like we never kissed before. I was in love again, and I knew that you were too. We spent every night together, nothing was taboo. And early in the morning, with the sunlight in your hair, I knew we'd stick together. You were the answer to my prayer. How could I be so wrong for so long? How could I be so wrong for so long?
So Wrong for So Long. Again, I think Ringo does country well. He's got a good feel for it, and the guitar playing, that's Greg Lease again, playing some pedal steel, it sounds like. Really good, polished, got the kind of sad tinkling piano, barroom in the background. Like all, you know, checks off all the boxes for a generic country song, but I think Ringo brings it pretty well on that one.
Well, and as you know, to contrast to like say the next song,
yeah,
it's got an emotional resonance to it.
Yes.
It's like the and maybe it's the fact that it's country and but he's talking about you know, he loved this woman for a long time and he realized it was not the right thing, and he's like, oh, how could I, you know, been so stupid.
Yeah.
I did, like he said, just like all the others, I'll get over you. So it's seems like this keeps happening to this guy over and over again, which is really funny if you think of Ringo.
Yeah.
Like who's like been in a very, 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 very long term relationship.
That's
so
true. That's true.
But this guy like getting his heart broken over and over and over again. So great. Greg Lease once again,
yeah,
on guitar, just brilliant.
Yep.
Slide guitar really helps the track out. It might be just a little too dominant in the mix.
It is, yeah.
And I don't love the backup vocals once again, just because it's in. We don't need the same backup vocals, the same exact backup vocal sound in every song.
They all do sound the same. It's the same people too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if sure, that's going to be your touring, your concert.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're going to be there. They're going to do it there. That's fine.
Yeah.
But we don't need it on every song, and it could disappear here.
Yeah.
But great song, Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics.
Yeah.
Close buddy of Ringo.
Is he known for? Did the Eurythmics write any country-esque tunes? I didn't think so.
I don't think they got too much country in their catalog, especially their early stuff. It's like super duper electronic.
Right.
Stuff. So
yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
That's a way thumbs up for So Long for So Long.
Yeah.
Both of the country influenced tunes are great.
I agree completely. Yeah. Now, going back retro for the next song, we're not going to play it, but it's called Shake It Up. So this
a real
one,
skipper. I mean, it's a rocker.
Yeah, it's like supposed to be kind of retro 50s rockabilly. It shares a very close melodic connection to Honey Don't, the Carl Perkins song that Ringo sang. And just really generic blues. Doesn't do much for me at all.
Decent musically. Once again, the production of this album is excellent. So it like works well. It uplifts average things.
Yeah,
so this
sounds
is like
good.
Not. You can leave this on. You don't have to skip it. But it's
right.
Really like it's no good.
Yeah, forgettable. And so then that leaves us with the last real song on the album, the last song proper, the new one. That's the title that we played at the beginning of the episode, Give More Love. And, you know, kind of innocent or, you know, nothing bad about it. Again, it shares a real resemblance to the song Never Without You from one of Ringo's earlier albums, the one about George. Not offensive or anything, just... Yeah, I don't know. Not much to say about it.
I probably like it a little bit more than you. I think it make a great staple of his live set.
Yeah.
If I was an advisor to Ringo, maybe I should become that.
Yeah, good gig.
If I was an advisor to Ringo, I would add this to his set and do it every concert from now on. Pretty good. I mean, it's a classic Ringo sentiment.
Yes, definitely.
You know, it's if you define Ringo in two words, three words, what is it? Peace and love.
Yep.
Right?
Exactly.
So Give More Love and this album's been just very, very mildly, gently political.
Yes.
And this is I've heard some mixed reviews, read some mixed reviews, and one of the better reviews was sort of like, this is exactly the kind of thing we need.
Yeah.
Is a guy like Ringo to be saying, hey, let's refocus. This kind of stuff's happened before.
Yep.
We've had turmoil in the world, and the solution is always give more love and peace and love.
Peace and love.
So
it's very Ringo. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like it. I like it. Now, that would feel like a semi-short album if it was
just all
that.
Only 38 minutes.
Yeah, and that's the vinyl, too. You don't get the extra on the vinyl, so by all means, don't get the vinyl, I guess.
Right.
And then I saw, there's four tracks here, and they're all remakes. In fact, on the thing, they're called Redo.
Right.
And usually I'd roll my eyes at remakes, but actually these are pretty good, I think.
Yeah, and it's a mixture of tunes. You have some... of Ringo, actually three of them are Ringo's most famous tunes. A couple of them. So you have Back Off Boogaloo, Don't Pass Me By from the White Album, and then Photograph is another. All three of those are big, well-known tunes. And then you have another song from early 80s, I believe, You Can't Fight Lightning.
Yeah, which didn't even make the album Stop and Smell the Roses, and the original was produced by Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
And in the original, he's singing it like, you can't fight lightning, kind of like real underdoes the vocals. But and this one, he does it a little bit better and sings it. And it's probably a little bit better than that first version.
Right.
But let's hear these others are pretty interesting. Now, this first one, Back Off Boogaloo, I just saw an interview with Ringo where he was I think it's a LA Times interview where he said he was going through his closet and found a demo tape and the demo tape was him singing the Back Off Boogaloo.
Right.
And he's like, who's this playing guitar? And then he's like, oh, that's me.
Yeah.
So you'll hear Ringo with himself playing guitar and then you'll hear it go into the redone new version with ultimate friend of the show, Jeff Lynne.
Yes.
This one's called Back Off, Boogaloo. Back off, Boogaloo. What you think you're gonna do? We're gonna flash right from the start.
what sounds wasted. Baby shoes and the socks that match your eyes.
Okay, so what do you think was happening at the time here? Ringo says, okay, I think we'd like to... hey, Jeff Lynne, do you have any ideas for a remake of Back Off Boogaloo? What could we do?
Yeah. See if we get, you know, demo tapes. Demo version with... oh, does crossfade into, like, a really gated version of your drums. It's like super gated, and then we'll throw some guitars on there. It would be really great.
Do you think we could get any orchestras on that?
Oh yes, I'll record like 8 orchestras. We may not use the final track, but I'll record like I've got Orchestras Are Us on speed dial. You know. Yeah. Oh yes, they're busy.
Oh no. Oh well. we'll stick to the gated sound. What do you think of the remake of Back Off Boogaloo overall?
I think of these four, it's probably the least interesting of the four.
Yeah. Yeah.
But not bad. And a Joe Walsh show solo again.
Yep.
If you like Joe Walsh, you're Joe Walsh. You big Joe Walsh guy?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
No.
My buddies from Villa Grove just went to a Joe Walsh concert. They said it was really great.
I'm sure he's great. He's always very entertaining. I think I heard my Maserati does 185 about too many times. So. I hate that song. But he sounds good on this one. It sounds really, apart from the beginning, it's pretty similar to the original, I think. So maybe it doesn't stand out as much. A little bit thinner, I think, because George Harrison produced the original, and it was real wall of sound, like, in that back then. So, but it's okay. It's all right. I'd say the next one's a lot more different, though, than Back Off Boogaloo.
Oh, yeah. Well, this was apparently this indie band Vandeveer was going to play, which is Mark Chiles, Heidinger, and Rose Guerin, and a couple other people.
Who?
They're in this band, Vandeveer. And they played at a Peace and Love Fest or something that Ringo was involved in, and they wanted to do something together because of that. So they're like, well, maybe we can remake a couple of our tunes. So they play on Don't Pass Me By and Photograph. So let's hear... you know what let's do is let's play a little bit of Don't Pass Me By. We'll go right into a little bit of Photograph, and you can see that, and we'll talk about the rest of the bonus tracks.
Yep.
I listen for your footsteps coming up the drive. I listen for your footsteps, but they don't arrive. Waiting for your knock, dear, on my old front door. I don't hear it. Does it mean you don't love me anymore? I hear the clock ticking on the mantel shelf. I see the hands are moving, but I'm by myself. I wonder where you are tonight, why I'm by myself. I don't see you. Does it mean every time I see your face, it reminds me of the places we used to go. Make
Oh, it's interesting. Ringo sounds good harmonizing with Rose Guerin on those two tunes. Having a female voice sounds really, really smooth.
Yeah, you know, they brought the key down.
Yep.
So that both of these are sort of a gentler, relaxed versions of both songs.
Mm-hmm.
And it really works.
Like, yeah.
Just hearing them in a new way and really it makes you really appreciate both songs. Great for his voice, you know, and just really good. And guitars are good. Vandeveer could clearly play music pretty well. The other one that we didn't hear was You Can't Fight Lightning with Alberta Cross, who apparently was also involved in that project. So I think these really add value on their own. If this was a full album of Ringo remakes or something, it would probably be a little too much.
Yeah.
But tacked on as bonus tracks here, I think they really, really add value to that album.
Yeah.
Album as a whole, it probably goes from maybe a 6.5 to more like a 7.5.
Yeah, especially like in Don't Pass Me By. If I've heard people say they don't like the tune because of the violin, they find kind of annoying. Well, this gets rid of the violin and puts in like more a softer, you know, slide and a little bit of twang, but it's not so present like that violin is. So
yeah,
it has a very different feel. Like the good word is softer. These are all softer arrangements.
And
work well. So I think they're... At first, I was like you. I was a little suspicious because he did re-record Wings. That was another tune from a couple albums ago, and it sort of really didn't do anything. But these actually are... I think he's bringing it a little bit more. So
yeah,
I think they're good.
Well, one thing that can be said about Ringo is he's the ultimate collaborator.
Yes, absolutely.
So it's like he is not if Vandeveer comes in and they're like, hey, let's, you know, it sounds like he asked them, hey, can we lower these tunes and play them? And that, you know, they obviously worked pretty well together. So
yeah.
So like to continue to see more of these collaborations, and this whole album's full of collaborations. So
like every Ringo album is full of collaborations.
Like every Ringo album. So pretty decent as far as his catalog goes.
Yeah.
Particularly in the last 10 to 15 years, I'd say this is pretty high up there.
Yeah. Why do you think it got kind of mixed reviews? What were some of the same reasons we were coming up with, or do you think it's something else?
Ringo
being not an interesting artist, or
I think it's more that than anything. More like he's not. He's more a performer than an artist.
Yeah.
You know, he's a Leeds grand sing along.
Yes, Yellow Submarine.
And then he does a great job of finding people whose careers might have tailed off a little bit, and being like the guy from Mr. Mister, and being like, hey, guy from Mr. Mister, why don't you come and sing your three Mr. Mister songs that people recognize in front of a big, and have people really appreciate you. And, you know, so it's a good thing he's doing. But as far as an artist goes, I mean, this is the only time in the last, I mean, I guess Liverpool 8 or whatever was sort of like an album full of like looking back at the past.
It
was like a
very
sort of a strong sort of theme.
Yeah.
And other than that, like what in his catalog in the past has really, and this has any kind of theme really. It's just sort of like seems like hodgepodge of stuff. So I feel like, you know, critics probably value him about the right amount.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, around I'd be stunned if like I ever heard a Ringo album and was like, oh, that's a 9.
Yeah, that's true. That's
you
true.
Know?
But I think at least we'd say it's worth a listen for sure. And I think we have fewer reservations about it like than we have in some of the earlier Ringo albums or discussions. So by all means, go give it a listen. You'll enjoy a lot of the tunes.
Well, the beautiful thing about these days is more and more and more people are getting these streaming services.
Right.
And so an album comes out, you don't have to spend your 10 to $20
to
make an investment on that, because I would say maybe save your money. Yeah. But now I'm like, oh, definitely to give this one a spin on Amazon Unlimited or whatever you listen to on Pandora or whatever you listen to on.
Yeah.
Especially for these, if you like, Don't Pass Me By and Backup Boogaloo and Photograph, like, you know, listen to those. Pretty good. Thumbs up.
So,
is that like a seven? That's seven.
I'd say
about
somewhere,
right. Because
of
the, just because of those extra tracks. I mean, and, you know, as much as we rip on some certain things, like, you got to kind of hear King of the Kingdom.
Just for the weirdness of it.
Just so strange.
Yeah.
And you need to hear it.
So, yep. Yeah, check all these weird references and mixed messages. So, well, very good. So we'll go out with the Paul McCartney histrionics. We always encourage you to write us either on Facebook or Twitter or our email address. We've been hearing from a lot of you for... show ideas and things. You can always send us an email at ivegotabeatlespodcast@hotmail.com. And yep. We've got some good episodes, couple interviews and things coming up in the near future. All right. Well, very good. We will go out, as I said, with We're on the Road Again with a little Paul McCartney histrionics on playing with his old drummer Ringo.